Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. I hope everyone's doing great out there. I wanted to make one of these something to think about videos. And in response to looking through the comments of some of my videos, somebody made an excellent comment that I never thought about it before this way, but it's an excellent example. And I just want to read the comment and then comment on it. So somebody wrote, "Some time ago I posted in a religious Facebook group an image about modesty showing a woman wearing a knee-length skirt and a guy wearing a knee-length trousers, and I asked if the woman is allowed to go to church wearing knee-length skirt, why a man is not allowed to wear knee-length trousers. Then I showed a picture of a man wearing the average suit covering his body and a woman wearing a female version with long skirt covering her body. I was criticized by some religious people saying that we need balance and not to be fanatics. This happens a lot in my country. People cannot see the truth because they don't want to. It's sad. One of the things that always has annoyed me is why men wear suits and always cover their body, their whole body, for a special event, and why women should wear dresses showing her shoulders, chest, and the whole stylet of her body. Why? People don't think about that." And that is an excellent point. An excellent point. Man wears a suit and covers his whole body. And if a man ever thought of coming to church in a suit and the pants were up to his knees, even up to his the middle of his ankles, he would look and be considered disrespectful. And I won't necessarily say people would call him immodest, but he would certainly look odd compared to all the other men that are fully dressed, covering their body, their whole body, wearing shoes, pants, shirt, and so on. Now, depending on the occasion and how formal it is, some men might be wearing short sleeve button-down shirts, and some men might be wearing a long sleeve shirt and even a suit jacket. The more formal the event, without a doubt, you're going to have at least a long sleeve shirt and a suit jacket. But the question is, the thing to make you think is, nobody ever questions this. Nobody ever says men are being fanatical because they're covering their whole body from pretty much from the neck all the way down. Nobody ever says something like that. But with women, if it's a woman that wears a skirt all the way down to her shoes, and then she has her shoes, and then you know she wears a shirt with long sleeves, there are some that'll question, well, she's a fanatic, she looks like a Muslim, she's too much into modesty or something else. But very few times people will get commented, unless it's in a positive way. If a woman is wearing a dress to her knees, how come a newscast is? This is something to think about. Newscast is like you see the weatherman is wearing a suit all the way down to the floor. And he's wearing a sports jacket. And he's wearing all long sleeves. This is the weatherman. A tie, covered up. His body's covered up. But then I see probably the most immodest women on TV are weather women. Weather women are dressed like they're going to a disco or something else. I don't know how many of you realize that, but it's just absolutely crazy how immodest weather women are. And they're wearing less and less these days. But they're wearing mini skirts, tight shirts. Their shoulders are showing. Their breasts are showing. Nobody says anything. No wonder why nobody knows what the weather is. Everyone's too busy looking at the woman and they don't even know what the weather's going on. But, you know, now have a man, have a weatherman on public TV come out there in a tank top and shorts. Today we're going to say the weather. Oh, it's hot out there. And they'll kick him off TV so fast. It's definitely something to consider and something to think about. And that's the double standard we have in this world today. That's the crazy double standard. Even sports shows. You see a football game. You see the guy on the sideline, the reporter. He has a long sleeve shirt, a sports jacket. You don't see the sports guy coming in. And today we're reporting a football game in a tank top. But then you see the woman on the sideline, the woman reporter. She's dressed like it's time to go to a nightclub. And I'm being generous there when I say something like that. So this is definitely an excellent point and something to think about. I don't know what country this person's from, but it's no different than this country. And it's something to consider, whether it's at a wedding or at a newscast on TV or wherever it is. You know, it's the double standard why a woman could dress half naked and very few people have an issue with it. But if a man goes somewhere and his suit is up to his knees, all of a sudden, or, you know, his pants are up to his knees, all of a sudden, how dare you wear shorts to this formal event? That's not modest. That's not appropriate. Appropriate is a good word. Like, what's appropriate? Immodesty is appropriate for women today. And that is the problem we have. So that's something to think about. And as I make this video, you know, there's a lot to try to cover here. And the point of the video is not to get people upset. The point of the video is to just look at just another double standard when it comes to modesty. And, you know, women are all fighting for wanting respect and wanting to be treated like a human being and not treated like an animal or something else. But then they let themselves be, I don't know the right word, they let themselves be characterized with this double standard that, in fact, if a woman, a reporter, dresses modest, I can't imagine if a woman reporter was dressed like she was from Little House on the Prairie or something, everyone would criticize her. How you can't have a woman like that doing the weather on the news? Or you can't have a woman like that coming to a wedding or a formal event? That's too distracting. A woman dressing like a long skirt covering a whole body, possibly wearing a head covering, that's too distracting. But a woman dressed more like a prostitute fits in. There's very little distracted from a negative standpoint. People look at it from a positive standpoint because people look at people that dress like prostitutes in a positive way today. And that's society today, and it's just an example of how far things have dropped in society. And just the double standard, and also the sad thinking of women. They want their rights, and they want to have a voice, and they want to be equal. But at the same time, they're dressing in a way that's revealing their bodies. It's a very sad thing to see this, to see a woman feel that she has to dress a certain way and put makeup on and wear high heels, like at a corporate job. I mean, I worked on Wall Street in a corporation, you know, in a corporate job. You know, women have to wear a certain attire. They have to wear their high heels and their makeup and do their hair all nice. And you're not going to find too many women in a corporate job wearing skirts below the knees. You're not going to find that. And I would think that, you know, the women's rights movement and all this would be against something like that, saying women should be allowed to go to a corporate job in a long skirt if they choose to. But no. You know, they feel fine with this standard, and they're not fighting for that standard. And it's a sad thing, and it's a really sad thing, and that's what's really distracting. I mean, I'm as a man of Yahweh, as a man of who's trying to keep his mind focused on the right things, I'm not watching the news. Because forget about the weather woman, even the average newscaster, she has so much makeup on her face. She looks more like a porn star than she looks like a newscaster. I don't want to hear the news from a woman like this. I want to be focused on Yah's word. You know, I don't want to be distracted. Yeshua said, For a man to even forget about acting on it, to even look at a woman with lust in his heart is a sin. And, you know, people and some women try to defend immodesty by saying, well, you know, a man should look at his own lust and not be focusing on how a woman's dressed. Excuse me, if a woman is dressed like a porn star, if a woman's walking down the street like a prostitute, it's not about a man and controlling his lust. It's about not causing your brother to stumble and bring up certain emotions that a man should only see his wife dressed in a certain situation or in a certain position or something else. That's what Yah's word is about. You know, that's the beauty between a husband and a wife. There's only certain things a man and a wife should be able to talk about. And should be able to dress in the, or undress in each other about. You know, a man shouldn't be seeing the breast of every other woman in the world. Not only will he eventually lust after those women, or at least possibly lust after those women, but he's certainly going to not have a certain specialty of, hey, the only breast I'm seeing in this world is my wife's. No, where's the... what makes it special, you know? And so we need to understand this. There's a great book I read once called We Don't Blush Anymore, an excellent book by a man said when males and females or children as teenagers grow up and they have a lot of friends of the opposite sex, when they finally meet their spouse, they don't have a special feeling. So if you're a man or a woman and you spend your whole childhood holding the hand of a male, you know, as little kids, it starts off with, it's innocent, then becomes friends, and teenagers, they're holding hands and hugging and all innocently. Well, when you hug your spouse on your wedding day, which should be the first time ever you're hugging somebody of the opposite sex other than your, maybe your mother or your aunt or someone, you know, this special feeling is missing, or something is missing. And it's gotten all the way to the point today of a visual thing. The first time, besides a mother, maybe a sibling living in a house, the first and only time a man should see a woman's breast or the shape even of her body is on his wedding night. And we've gotten so far away from that concept and that idea that that adultery has just become the norm in today's world, and this is a big reason why. So it goes way beyond just, well, why is a person dressing like that or not dressing like that? And it's something to consider and something to think about. You know, I get these comments. I just the defense of people of trying to defend immodesty. You would think that, you know, women that really have respect and care for equal rights and so on would appreciate a man standing up that a woman doesn't have to be naked in society to fit in. But no, it's the opposite way because of the downfall of the standards of this world. I have women telling me, you know, why are you talking about these topics and how dare you say a woman can't dress a certain way, and I let my husband define how I should dress and all this stuff. Ladies, I'm telling you that it's okay to cover up. I'm not saying it's okay not to cover up. I'm not suggesting that women should be walking around half naked. You would think that's what I'm suggesting, that how upset they get at me. By me saying a woman puts her body in a provocative position when she's wearing high heels, women should appreciate that. Women should be like, wow, he's right, and I don't want to, my body, I want to be looked at as a person, not as an animal or just a body or something. Like that. I just don't want men's minds to go in certain places. I want men to listen to me and appreciate what I'm saying, not just how I look. And you would think a woman would appreciate that men stand up for modesty and talk about covering your body and being equal to fit in. But no. No, and this shows where people's minds are today. women getting upset because I'm telling and suggesting that, you know, they should be allowed to cover up in society and so on. And women say, well, you know, we're upset because, you know, there's this double standard there. And all you do is talk about women and how women should dress and how women should act. Well, what about men? Well, this video is something to think about, right? Because I am talking about men. Why is a man not allowed or looked at a certain way if he's going to walk around in society today and in shorts? I'm not talking about at the beach here. I'm talking about at formal events. You know, you know what you're getting into yourself when you go to a beach. You know, men are walking around with no shirts and shorts and women are walking around in bikinis. You know that. But I'm talking about a formal event. The weatherman on TV. The newscaster at a football game. You know, men are covered up completely. But women aren't. Where's the real double standard there? And this is something to think about. And, you know, and then people getting upset. Well, it's up to a husband to tell a woman how to dress and so on. Have you ever heard of a trophy wife? The man that just wants his woman to dress a certain way so other men could see how beautiful of a body she has or how pretty her face can be when she's wearing all this makeup and everything else. I mean, I think that guy has an issue with whether it's pride or whether it's maybe growing up and he was felt left out in the world, and now he's got this prize that he wants to show off and everything else. You know, there's nothing wrong with appreciating your spouse's body, but letting the whole world appreciate, that's another story. And that just shows the downfall and of thinking of the way men think today in terms of treating women in a disrespectful way. I think it's very disrespectful, the whole concept of a trophy wife and so on. You know, I've had women contact me that say they want to dress modest. They want to cover their body, but their husband wasn't okay with it. Some women have long, beautiful hair, very sensual, long, beautiful hair. And they don't want to be walking around in the world like that. They want to wear a head covering or they want to wear the hair up. But my husband doesn't want me to, so I'm gonna wear this. Or my husband wants me to wear a mini dress or a dress down to my knees or something. My husband doesn't like when I cover my whole body. What is wrong with this world today? What is wrong with how we look at one another and how we, you know, and the standards? Where are the standards of this world today? And that's what's happening. And you look at, you know, pride goes before destruction. If you go into a health club today, that's absolutely one step down, or maybe on an equal level as a strip club, where the men and the women there, I mean, you might as well be in a swingers joint or something, where the men and the women there are just literally wearing nothing. Literally. I know some women and some men that probably sleep in more clothes than they go to work out in. That just doesn't make sense. It's like, what are you thinking? Do you think your mother's going to be proud of you and your father will be proud of you that you're working out, exercising in front of the opposite sex in less clothes than you sleep in? And for me, that's somewhat of a way to define modesty. That's why I'm not a big fan of, even if for men, walking around in t-shirts and shorts and so on. And then they go to sleep in pajamas. I'm like, you're walking around in less than what you sleep in. A great definition of modesty. Women wearing pajamas to sleep, but they're going outside in a bikini. I'm like, something backwards here. Something's absolutely backwards. And but there's pride connected to it, as I was saying. You know, in the old days, a woman would be embarrassed if anyone saw her stomach or her shoulders or her breast or saw her in an underwear. That'd be embarrassing. And they went to the great lengths to cover up. And the only person they would feel comfortable in front of with somebody of the opposite sex seeing them was either their children or their spouse. And that was it. And that was it. And if you're going to tell me that that's being a fanatic about modesty to suggest that that's the way it should be. But today, women are working out to have a beautiful body to show it off to the world, not their spouse. And there's no embarrassment there to walk around revealing body parts to the world. And women and men literally work out and exercise so they can look better and more appealing to the world. To the world. You know, in the old days, it was either a waitress or an airline stewardess that were pictorial of wearing certain clothes. Whether they wanted a tip at a waitress, or wanted a tip so she would wear particular clothes, maybe because she knew that it'd be more appealing to certain factors of a man, and she might get a better tip. For whatever reason, you knew that if you were going to a restaurant and you were going to be served by a waitress, pretty much you were going to be dressed a certain way. And there's a franchise that actually capitalized on this, and it's called Hooters. And now that's that. You know, as a woman, I would get offended by even the suggestion of something like this, the name of something like this. But I don't see anyone standing up against these places. I don't see the women's rights groups today coming up against Hooters and all these places. But they have these waitresses dressed in a very provocative way. And that's the idea of the place, the idea of the restaurant. Well, it's the same concept and idea in other places. It's just not up front and out there with the name Hooters. And, you know, so it might be Howie's restaurant or something, who knows, or some regular restaurant, but the waitress is still dressed not that much different. And with the idea and a concept of that, you know, they're gonna, you know, get a better tip because they look a certain way. And I don't necessarily know what it is on an airline with the stewardess in the old days. I'm not talking about today because I don't even fly much anymore these days, but in the old days, I mean, literally, the airline stewardesses, they were not dressed modest. They were not dressed modest at all. And again, looking like they're going ready to a disco more than they are to a job. But even them, the same double standard with this suit. I mean, you would see these the male stewardess on the plane or the male people, they would have long pants and a long shirt. And how can I help you today? Do you need a drink? You wouldn't think of them being in shorts or a tank top. But then the women were in tight short skirts, wearing high heel. Oh, how can I help you today? Would you like a drink? And it's like, that's the way it was back in the days. It was either stewardesses or waitresses that you just knew how they would dress. But today, the weather woman on the news woman, the sportscaster woman, and all these people out there today, the office worker, the corporate office worker, and me as a male to speak up for women's rights in this area, for women to not be looked at as an object but as a person. The enemy has switched things around so much that people would actually come up against me. Against me. Why don't you talk about men and men need to control their lustful thoughts and so on, everything else? Absolutely. And men need to be keeping their eyes off certain things. Absolutely. You know, the only breast, the only body, the only thing a man should be seeing in certain positions is his wife. That's it. That is it. That's it. And just thinking about these things. You know, but this world today. You know, man, you want to have a good marriage? Let the only breast you see is your wife's. That's it. Let the only body you look at is your wife. You know, but it's a challenge today. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I went to the amusement park and I went to go on the bump-up cars, and everyone's bumping each other and all the cars are banging into each other. My dad said, before you go on those cars, try not to get hit by anyone and try not to hit anyone. I said, but dad, that's the point of the bump-up cars. He said, there's no fun in that because everyone else is doing that. The challenge is trying to go around the in your little car without getting hit or out hitting anyone. That's the challenge. That should be the goal. And I say the same today, you know. As society is trying to get men to look at women, that's what the advertisement community is doing. They're trying to get men to look at women. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. That's what the enemy's goal is. That's what the advertisement's goal is. That's what the world's goal is. Ultimately, it comes down to that, to try to get men to look at women. I would say everything comes down to that. From an evil standpoint, from a dark standpoint, is to men to look at women or other women other than his wife. And just like those bump-up cars, to avoid that, the challenge, but the reward, is to go through that course without looking at other women. Men, it's a challenge. But try it. Try it. And you can even count in your head all the opportunities or all the times that it was presented where there was a provocative woman and you had to look the other way. So yeah, maybe we're not perfect. Maybe we're going to catch a glimpse. And we shouldn't be depressed or down if we did. You know, it's an unintentionally catch a glance. But then look away and look down. And look the other way. Count how many times you have to do this. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Not easier in this world. So as I have this heart for modesty and marriage and just to stand up for women and the whole idea of double standards and so on, I want people to take this more seriously, this topic, but just think about what this person had wrote and this comment that he discussed today about formal attire and formal dress attire and how a man dresses and looks and versus how a woman dresses and looks and the whole concept and idea. I think it's an excellent point, and I think it should be considered the next time you had a formal event and when you see a woman dressed a certain way. Or you go to a corporation and a woman is told she has to dress, literally, in more ways than one, told she has to dress immodest or she can't work there. Wow. Wow. All right. So if you have comments or questions about this, if you agree or disagree, put that below the video. And, you know, I definitely think it needs to be discussed. And from a scriptural standpoint, I don't think I'm incorrect here. But if you do, I'm open for discussions and open about hearing it. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you all. Stay strong and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Shining, it is the night of our deep.